In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is truly a blessing to see so many of you here this morning as we continue with our preparations to receive our Lord and Savior at his nativity. Now, many of you know that I enjoy listening to the news, not so much anymore, but I still do listen and I read. And there's one word that I've been hearing a lot about lately. And the one word that I've been hearing a lot is this word essential. Now, 9 months ago, when COVID began, we began to hear about those people who were essential workers, right? Those people were the ones that were only allowed to go out. Now, I remember back then as this was unfolding, I thought to myself, well, of course, you know, doctors are certainly essential workers, right? We need the doctors to be in the hospitals. And of course, nurses are absolutely essential as well. But there's a group that I kind of took for granted, and that group are people that work in grocery stores, right? And I would imagine that the cashier and the young man and young woman that bags our groceries and the people that stock everything, they probably never really viewed themselves as essential either. But I'll tell you, when I was in lockdown with my teenage boy and his two sisters, I realized how essential the grocery store really is. Now, fast forward to today. We have the vaccine, and all of a sudden we're hearing again about all of these essential workers. As we're getting ready to disseminate the vaccine, they're beginning to consider who is going to get it, right? What is the order that we are going to get this vaccine? So this idea of being essential got me thinking a little bit about today's present feast. This morning we heard all those wonderful names that clergy just love to read every year. They are all the names of the people that make up Jesus' family tree, people who may not have viewed themselves as being essential, but they were. They were important in preparing the way for Christ. Through them, God was able to show his great mercy. Through them, God was able to show that he is a God who fulfills his promises. Today, on the Sunday before Christmas, it is so very important that we consider those who came before Christ, that we consider them and are reminded that like them, each and every one of you is essential in the life of the church as well. Let us be reminded of this as we prepare ourselves to receive the Christ child. So as we said, this morning's reading comes from Matthew, and it is his version of the genealogy. And the genealogy basically does two kind of basic things, right? It shows us Christ's family tree, but it also reminds us that the Christ is connected to David, that he is of David's line. And in his family tree, we see all sorts of different people, don't we? We see Abraham, who was righteous with God, but we also see David. And we know that David was the beloved, but he certainly was not someone who was perfect. In David, we see the importance of repenting, but we also see how God shows great love and mercy to those who fall away and remember to come back. But in Christ's line, we see something else that is interesting. We see people who are not Jewish, right? We hear of a woman named Rahab, and she was from the city of Jericho. And she was a woman who had a very difficult life and really sinned quite a bit. But when the Israelites came to see Jericho, to see how they could take the city, she hid the two spies. And when they came back, they spared her, and she became part of our Lord's line. And then we also have Ruth. Ruth was not Jewish either, but after she lost her husband and her father-in-law, she went back, left her country, and lived with her mother-in-law. Now, if you'll recall, at the end of the genealogy, things kind of change a little bit, especially the language. When we get to Joseph, we no longer hear him being called the father, but instead we hear the following. We hear Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom Jesus was born, who is called the Christ. This is a reminder that Joseph was not Jesus' Father, which makes his role even more amazing. Not only his role, but also his response to what he was asked to do. Joseph was not a man who was all that educated. He did have a trade. He was a carpenter. But he was also a good, faithful, and he was a just man. The scripture tells us that when Joseph heard that Mary was with child, he decided he's not going to make a big deal of it. But what was he going to do? He was going to divorce her quietly, and they were going to go their separate ways. But that night he had a visitor, didn't he? And that visitor said to him, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." So what does he do? He wakes up and he does exactly what the angel told him to do. In him, we see an ordinary man do something that was extraordinary. We see someone who probably never saw himself as essential become one of two essential people in the history of salvation. Joseph became extraordinary because when God called him, he listened. God's call for Joseph, though, came with a price. He had to leave his comfort. He had to become a refugee. He had to flee with the child and his mother in order to save him. He, like Mary, said yes, but really didn't understand what it would entail, really didn't understand what it would mean. But because of that, he became extraordinary and he became essential. Today's feast is a reminder for all of us that we, each of us, is called to be essential in the life of the church. But in order to realize that potential, we have to do something. We have to do what Christ's forefathers did. We have to remember to do what Joseph did. We have to embrace our call and be obedient to God's will. We have to have faith and follow. In less than a week, we are going to celebrate the Nativity of our Lord and Savior, a day that is about God becoming one of us. It is about God choosing to dwell among us, but not only among us, but to choose to dwell within each and every one of us, to make his home within all of us, so that we can be saved, so that we can become more like him, so that we can be essential and a blessing to all those who we come in contact with on their road to salvation. So my family in Christ, let us remember that those who came before us, let us remember them not as being perfect people, but as people who played an essential role because they chose to let God into their lives and they listened to his call. Let us prepare ourselves to receive the Christ so that we can fulfill our roles and embrace our call to be essential in the life of the church. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.